Hi, I'm Elaine. I'm a grateful recovering addict.
Amen.
And I'm glad to be here tonight. I'm very nervous. Never done a workshop before. But they told me if I'm talking about me and I'm telling my story, then I can't go wrong. I was introduced to Narcotics Anonymous a little over 9 years ago. I came here by way of a treatment facility. I'm from Washington, D.C., and I was a bum, a using, homeless, pissy, using bum. You know, there was no redeeming qualities other than a lot of the times that I used, I really didn't want to. I wanted to stop using on a number of occasions and stop winding up on the corners and in places and having crazy conversations with people that I wouldn't otherwise stop and, you know, give 5 minutes to. But I went through what I went through just to be able to get here and have a story to be thankful for. all of the homelessness and starvation, broken relationships, lies, thievery, debauchery, and anything else that you can think of, I did it. And, you know, there's a difference in coming in here and just not using. It's just not enough, not for this particular addict. I could just not use when I was out in the street, but what I came to find out was that I would, like, switch seats on the Titanic. Like, maybe this time I wouldn't deal with certain types of drugs, so I would go to something liquid. And then if something liquid would kind of run out, then I'd have to pop some pills. And then if that didn't work and I couldn't steal enough out of your medicine cabinets or go to stores and steal them, you know, then I'd go over your house and befriend people and start, you know, stealing from them. So everybody, including myself, my family, my mother, my employers, everybody that I came in contact with was a potential victim. And I say that today not like something that I need to run up a flagpole. I'm saying that that's just my story. So when I came here, they told me that all that energy that I used, all those corners that I arrived at and those places that I went in, the people I was laughing with when nothing wasn't funny and that type of stuff, I had to just work on something. If I wanted something different, I had to do something different. So after 10 years of straight killing myself, you know, a bag at a time, a pill at a time, a bottle at a time, when I finally was delivered to a treatment facility, thank God for my higher power, November 16th, 1995 was the last day that I found it necessary to put any mind or mood altering chemicals into my body. It was on that day that I suffered a seizure and was partially paralyzed and face down in an apartment by myself one more time under the lash of getting ready to be evicted again. I would like to say I was getting ready to lose my apartment, but I wasn't. It was going to be where I left it, but I was getting ready to be evicted. Like, I never lost a job. I got fired, or I just absconded or abandoned jobs and that type of stuff. I always had, I'm the type of addict that when I use, I'm petty. So I leave notes in coffee cups and stuff, like I owe you 75 cents. You know, all of the empty promises and stuff like that, that I never really, I mean, I had good intentions. But when the disease said, go get it, I went to get it. I answered the call by any means necessary. And as I said, November 16th, 1995 was the last day that I found it necessary to put any mind or mood altering chemicals into my body. And the day after, I went to a treatment facility in Southeast DC, and they helped to teach me how to get clean, but make no mistake about it, Narcotics Anonymous has helped keep me clean, because the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. For this particular addict, I ran to churches, I ran to other full-blown addicts such as myself. You know, I ran to my mother, I told lies to all kinds of people, but what has been consistent for me is that every day that I keep coming back to Narcotics Anonymous on a daily basis and come in open, you know, I just haven't found it necessary to use. And it's just been a one day at a time proposition. Now, as I started to, when I first came in and I stopped using, you know, I was just happy enough that, damn, somebody wasn't slamming the door and saying that, you know, she is funky and got to get out of here. People kept the door open and they were saying things to me like, keep coming back. They were inviting me in, you know, hugging me when I came in, despite all of the things that I felt were inadequacies and things about myself that I really identified in myself to keep me apart from y'all, to keep me terminally unique, you know. But what I found was that every single thing that I could come up with, you know, I'm black, oh, I have eczema, you know, oh, I got some business. Everything that I came up with that could potentially keep me over here by myself, y'all said, don't worry, we got you. Y'all embraced me, kept me with you, and I just, you know, I just believe in this process. It's been working for me. And so as I kept coming back and I kept going to meetings and all of that, I figured out that I needed to be telling y'all some things. You know, I had a thought, so I raised my hand one day. Actually, the first time that I decided to share probably was a whole week after I had gotten here, because I had something to let y'all know, because y'all were missing the point, and y'all wasn't covering what was my issue. So I raised my hand, and amazingly, people let me ramble on for a minute. And they were loving, this is my experience, they were loving and kind and gentle to me and tapped me on my shoulder and said, that's okay, baby, just hold on to that until after the meeting and we got you. So what I'm saying is that they didn't slam me down and tell me this addict to shut the F up. If it works for you, good, but that's not what they told me. They told me, hold on, we got you till the end of the meeting. You can share with us, you know. But in the meantime, what we're going to share with you, my predecessors, the old timers, the people who had gotten here 5 minutes before I did, what they were sharing was how to live one day at a time without the use of any minor mood-altering chemicals. And why that was important, as repetitious as it was, as I kept coming back, that's why, for me, I couldn't go to one meeting and ride off into the sunset. You know, like, take that and some other books that people identify with and kill each other over. I couldn't ride off into the sunset with competing information and say, I'm well. You know, so I had to keep coming back, because in the beginning, I had to come back and hear the rest of your story. When you came in and said you were homeless and now you got an apartment, I needed to know how to do that. You know, I needed to know how, when, like, I came in with a $30,000 tax debt, I didn't know it, you know, because somehow or another, when I got here, I started wanting some more things out of life except for the attic living. You know, I didn't want to shop at 7-Eleven anymore and have the three different IDs that match four different places that I didn't have a key to any of them. I wanted some things that all matched the same address where I could stand up and if somebody held me accountable, bam, here's my ID. Take it from there, you know. And so people started sharing practical application through the steps. I mean, they wasn't pulling it out on you like, you know, the American Express card, but they were just sharing with you practically how to get through a day without using, and also how you go through your life and start to clean up some of the wreckage of your past. So as I kept coming back over the years, and I got a sponsor and a home group and a network, you know, and I started to use the tools of the program. This is not magic. It's just every day keep coming back and believing in the process and really wanting something different. I wanted something different. When I came in here, I was good and crazy. I was giving y'all statistics of the meetings. I know you remember. I was giving y'all the statistics of the meeting, letting you know about just insanity. I couldn't tell you how to live clean a day at a time, so it became necessary for me to come in, learn how to listen, and listen to learn. And I began to open up in a way to allow people to help me learn how to live. So what happened was, as I kept doing that, I understood that everything that ran across my mind wasn't necessary for me to suck up all the time in the meeting to let y'all know I had a thought, but I could hang on to that until after the meeting and get with some people and let them know I had a thought. This is what's going on. But make no mistake about it, the newcomer is the most important person at any meeting. We mean that. You know, you're the lifeline of, I'm the lifeline, I'm still a newcomer. You know, 9 years and change later, every single day I recommit myself to this program, to this process, because I still wake up and cannot believe that this particular addict, out of all of the people who had the opportunity or the desire to be here, that I was one of the chosen people that was able to get here, you know, and I just trust this process. The evidence is overwhelming. My predecessors, you know, if they tell me that I need to go down here and turn right, then that's what I need to do. So the only thing that I can say on this particular subject is, for me, as I said, my experience was that the predecessors were gentle with me, you know, and loving. And that's what we always want to carry, an encouraging message. You know, I don't want to beat you up. We kicked our own asses out in the street. I know y'all could have never done to me what I did to myself, you know. So we got the thorough beat down while we were out in the street and stuff. So when we come in here, for those people that is necessary, that you got to get knocked upside the head and cussed out and all that, well, good for you. That was not my experience. But what I will say is we have things to share as newcomers and stuff, and we can trust the process that we're all in here together. If you got something going on, chances are, if I have, what I try to do is share my experience, my strength, and my hope, and leave my opinion outside. So therefore, if you need to pull up on any Narcotics Anonymous member and share that something is going on with you without fear of judgment and all that, get it off of you. We'd rather that you throw it on us rather than to make the decision to go back out there and use. And let me say that without permission, if you do choose to go back out there and use, the doors are still open for you if you're blessed enough to come make it back in here, you know. So my message is always the same. It's a message of hope that any addict can stop using, lose the desire to use, and find a new way of life, you know. And if it worked for me, it'll work for you, you know. That's all I got. I can't go on. I cannot talk for 30 minutes, but thanks for letting me share, and thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing.